How do you actually accumulate what you want when you don't have the means to get it? How do you actually accumulate or get involved in, or start, or do, if the thing that you're wanting to accumulate, start, do, acquire, is out of your reach? Like, you know, you can say you'd like to invest in stocks, but if you don't have money, you can't invest in stocks, or real estate, or start a business, or, you know, get your degree, right? You gotta have money to go to college. Like, to do anything, often the things we want to do have restrictions. They have things that are holding us back. Like, we can't just think them and they appear. Although I do say a lot in my talks is the idea that what you think about comes about, and the things that you focus on grow. Those are the things that manifest in your life. That is what the science of getting rich is actually about. That you can form a thought and hold the thought in the formless substance. That's this area. That's that area that we can't explain. Science can't explain, you know, why positive thinking necessarily works, or where prayers go. It's this area. Or how do you explain the law of attraction, or the feeling of deja vu, or you've been here before? That place that none of us really know. Maybe you have an opinion. I don't. I think that's where God is. That's where prayers are answered. It's a place that you just have to kind of accept that if you believe in such things, that's where they originate from, whatever your faith or religion might be. But how do we accumulate things, stuff, ideas, acquire what we want when we don't have the means to actually do it? There is this idea of fake it till you make it. That, and while I don't necessarily think that's the answer, I do think that's part of the equation. Because faking something does require you to think about it. So I know it was part of the process as a young adult through most of my life. I've played guitar. And guitar started first as me thinking how cool that would be. And then I got the guitar and I didn't know how to play it at all. And I would just sit and hold the guitar sometimes. You know, when you're like 13, 14, pretend to be a rock star in the mirror, and like hold the guitar, listening to something and be there headbanging and just playing through. What am I doing? I'm visualizing. Well, see, some people held that dream. They held that thought and it carried over into practice. And they began rushing home from school to practice. You know kids like this, kids that were in bands? Well, the kids that eventually went on and made it and actually became rock stars, they continued to hold the thought of something when they first started, when they first began to play around the edges, they didn't actually have the means to end in the result of being what? A rock star. 13-year-olds don't become rock stars. Well, today maybe it's more common than in the past, but you understand what I'm saying. It starts in the beginning as something you actually can't acquire. So how would one become good at investing in stocks? Now, the way some people would do it, they wouldn't bother to learn. I meet people all this all the time. They're selling a business. So all of a sudden they come into a bunch of money. He doesn't know what to do with that money. What does he have to do now? He has to go find a financial advisor. Why? Well, because the financial advisor's been thinking about it. That's what he gets paid to think about, right? What would have happened if he'd have spent time studying, thinking, putting in reps on what to do if he came in with the money? Like, not having money to invest in the stock market doesn't preclude you from trading stocks. You could just simply write them down on the notebook, like, oh, I would have bought this here for this price. And then watching the news, or however you're going to go about doing it, figuring it out, reading books, learning, going to webinars, attending things, reading things, watching YouTube videos to what? Well, that's just like the kid who can't play the guitar, but he holds the guitar and he stands in front of the mirror and he headbangs to the music. That's how it starts. Well, friend, that's how it starts as an adult too. You know, people come into my world where I live and do marketing and direct mail, and it never occurs to them they need to stand in front of the mirror. They need to take some reps. They need to take some practice. They need to visualize. They need to learn. But in order to do that, you have to know what it is. Like, what is it you're doing? What does it mean to be involved in direct mail? What does it mean to be a car salesman? What does it mean to own a restaurant? What do these things mean? You have to be able to understand them. You have to be able to define them, to own them, to have ownership of it in your mind. Make sense? Man just doesn't randomly buy an apartment building. Do you think you just get one because you're rich? Think someone just, there's some place where they just hand you apartment buildings? No, it starts in the mind. And it goes from you thinking that would be cool to then getting the guitar, to then standing in front of the mirror, to then visualizing, to then reading, to, oh, I need to learn some chords, and then I need to buy some books on how to do. See what I'm saying? And you go through the process. So you never have what it is you need to accomplish the tasks that you're trying to acquire. So you don't need money to learn how to trade stocks. You don't need money to learn how to invest in real estate. People just want to, I want to invest in real estate. They skip over the learn part. And they say, well, I'm not going to bother to learn because I don't have the money. Well, I would say, no, you put the cart before the horse. You're not going to get the money if you don't start the process. And so by thinking on these things, by begin the self-education process, you begin to internalize it. And you spend 30 days, 60 days, 90 days consistently in your free time listening to something on YouTube, studying around the edges. How does this work? And you become involved in the culture and the community, not trying to produce something, not trying to get a quick win. You're not there to make money when you're learning real estate, although that's the ultimate goal. The goal is, as you acquire it, you're going to make money. But first you need to learn all of the component parts so that you can understand and know what does a successful real estate investor look like? What would they have read? How would they operate? How would they use their money? How do they understand interest rates? And you begin to assume and become and walk as if and talk as though, and maybe, I don't know, maybe you're faking it. Maybe it all starts first as fake. Because it all first originates in the mind. It all originates in the mind. The old phrase that what the mind of man can conceive, it can achieve, which is, it's obvious, right? We all know this. And so stop saying, I would like to get involved in that. Or I tried that several times. And just start being it. Start being in that. Being that. Be, do, equals have. It never changes. The formula never changes. You first have to become that in your own mind. First. Doesn't matter if you're trying to become a Navy SEAL, learn how to invest in stocks, become better at your job as a car salesman, or build a franchise. It all originates first in thought.